Ulic, are you sure it was a good idea to come down here?
If I'm going to do battle against Sith magic, I want to know as much about it as possible.
But these storerooms are full of unintelligible Sith artifacts. Even Master Arca can't decipher them. How do you expect
it? I don't know. But last time I encountered the spirit of Freedon Nadd, he said something about one or two of us belonging to the dark side. Somehow I know he meant me.
Ulic, don't tell me you're starting to believe the lies of a dead dark side magician. Besides, even if Freedon Nadd wasn't lying, what do you expect to find rummaging through these ancient relics? What's that?
I don't know. It's like a shadow closing in on us.
Ulic Keldroma.
Freedon Nadd!
Greetings, Jedi.
Your hold over this planet is broken, Nadd.
Perhaps. I am here to warn you, Jedi. You must not interfere with the work of the dark side. The dark lords of the Sith are destined to rise again. Nothing can prevent that.
You can't frighten us with useless prophecies. I thought Master Arca drove you away when he buried your bones on that barren moon.
Arca cannot interfere with the dead, nor can he help you, poor Jedi, to avoid your destiny.
What are you talking about?
You will be one of the great ones.
You are the best of us, Exarchun. I cannot beat you.
You're a fool, Credo. Speak those words. And you have already lost. Frankly, Credo, it is no honor to defeat you. Will is half the winning.
And I still say it's no dishonor to lose to you, even before Master Vodo and my mate, Silver.
Credo, are you all right?
Silver, don't worry about Credo. He'll be fine. It is your turn to test yourself against this swordsman who thinks so highly of himself.
Gladly, Master Vodo. Exarchun enjoyed beating Credo too much. I'll take special pleasure in cutting him down to size.
Then come, Silvar.
Master Vodo, that gleam in Exarchun's eye, he's too violent.
Patience, Credo. We shall see.
What's the matter, Exarchun? Surprised to finally meet an equal?
Silvar, it's time you learned that animal Jedi are no match for humans.
You dare insult my people?
How dare you use your claws on me, you beast?
The Kathar are a respected race, and many great Jedi have come from my world.
You won't live to be one of them. Ha! You'll never complete your training, Silvar.
You may have fooled Master Vodo, Exarchun, but you don't fool me. You'll bear the scars of my claw marks forever to remind you that you are no Jedi.
Let me show you what I am.
Exarchun, cease. Anger is not the way.
My hand, it's numb.
Through the Force, I can make my simple staff more powerful than any lightsaber. This is one of the many things you have yet to learn.
Even you have no right to strike me, Master Vodo.
Do you think anger makes you such a great warrior? Are you a greater warrior than your master because of it?
You are the master. But only I know what I can do.
Show me.
My lightsaber against your wooden stick? Are you sure you want to do this, Master?
I put the same question to you, boy. Your estimation of your own abilities betrays you, Exarchun. You pay too much attention to brute strength and not enough to balance!
Wow!
Look, Credo, the human Jedi cannot even stand up.
You're right, Exar-Kun. I am still the master.
A master should not underestimate his student or his opponent.
What? My lightsaber!
Now, Master Vodo, let us try again.
Credo, can Master Vodo withstand two lightsabers?
We shall see.
Master Vodo, did he hurt you?
I am well, child.
I've beaten you, Master.
Oh, you are a mighty Jedi. Two lightsabers against my poor stick. Exar-Kun, you are the most formidable student I've ever had. But I sense something is missing in you. An empty place hidden even from yourself. A place that remains unseen because no light escapes from that region of your heart.
Only I know my heart, Master Vodo.
Then I pity you that knowledge.